Item 12.
Still me.
Public hearing, okay, pertaining to Powell Fish and Grouper.
Okay.
Ready.
So this is another public hearing to amend Chapter 4 VAC 1120 pertaining to Powell Fish and Grouper to remove the permitting and mandatory reporting requirements.
There goes your hassle, Mr. Tankard. Go on.
There you go.
All you gotta do is ask.
We're working on it. Trying to find a good balance. Okay, so reporting for this fishery has existed in some form since 2009 as a way for VMRC to prove that the fishery exists and that we could effectively manage it. However, the reporting rates have been consistently low for this fishery. New reporting requirements, as I mentioned previously, were instituted in 2017, and they did appear to increase the reporting rate marginally, but not to what we would deem an acceptable level for mandatory reporting. In fact, these rates have averaged just 24.75% over the past 2 years. So besides low reporting rates, some other considerations. This is a federal fishery. Therefore, for-hire captains must also report catch to NOAA's VTR and their new EVTR program. This does result in double reporting for our anglers. Staff time is also currently spent processing and answering questions about the requirement, but the program does not produce unique data from that VTR program. Also, data from these reports have not been used by staff to inform any management decisions thus far. So this is the language that we are considering changing.
I've never seen that before.
Subsections.
Production.
There you go. Subsections A and B outline the permitting requirements for our anglers, and then subsection C outlines the mandatory reporting requirement for that fishery. So finally, staff recommends that the commission approve staff's request to repeal Section 31 of Chapter 4 VAC 11-20 pertaining to tile fish and grouper that contains the permitting and mandatory reporting requirements for the recreational tile fish and grouper fishery. And for reference, as we discussed, we're not talking about removing any regulations from these fisheries. We're not loosening that, just removing the permitting and reporting requirements. So what you have on the left there is the regulations we intend to keep versus all we're taking away right now.
All right. Any questions? All right, sir. Thank you. This is a public hearing. Anyone wish to be heard on this matter? There seeing none, the matter is before the commission.
I move to approve staff recommendation here.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard, seconded by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. That's all I have on the agenda. Just want to take just a few minutes to, and it won't be an enlightening moment because most of y'all know that we're having some issues as far as striped bass are concerned. ASMFC will be taking up the matter April 30th, considering certain issues, measures, whatever. Anyone's been fishing as of late, you can ask some, but you don't have to be a fishery scientist to know, based on what I've observed as of recent, that we've got some issues. And I'm just going to give you a heads up that in all likelihood, in order to protect this iconic species, we're going to be confronted in probably not the too distant future with making some significant and maybe hard decisions as it relates to the species. So I want to let you know that we will keep you as informed as possible on what is going on as far as ASMFC is concerned, as far as what we're considering. I know some of you participate in FMAC, and I greatly appreciate that as far as formulating policy. I've heard from time to time, well, our neighboring states aren't doing this, our neighboring states aren't doing that. There are times where Virginia has to be the leader. We've been leaders before, and we may well have to be the leader again. So please, as these procedures or these measures are considered, please don't put in your head, well, they're not doing it or somebody else is not doing it. We need to work on making sure that we take care of what I consider the breadbasket fishery of the fishery in the Chesapeake Bay and its surrounding waters. So I'm not ringing the bell or the death cry or anything like that, but it is a significant issue that we're going to be, as a commission, confronted with, and we'll keep you as posted on it as best we possibly can. That being said, any other matters to come before the commission? Seeing none, meeting adjourned. Bob, did you have...
I want to follow up on what the commissioner has indicated, and we have met with the Tin Fish Management Advisory Committee twice now, and probably will meet all the way into June, I would expect, once the ASMSC determines the course. You know, right now, the technical committee is working on 17% reduction. Whether it ends up that way or not, we're not sure, and how you get there. You know, there's not a lot on the recreational fishery. You know, your size limit, your season, your bag limit, your possession limit. Commercial fishery, we have an ITQ. Very difficult to figure out other than a quota decrease, which we tried last night with different measures. But we still want to try as a staff to have enough options that it can at least be things that are equivalent to what the ASMSC comes up with. So for that matter, next month, I'd like to at least have a short presentation of some information and a report of the FMAC proceedings that started in February, because it is very, very important, and the commissioner is really not telling you something that is not appalling in some ways on the recreational fishery that we have compared to what we had. I certainly remember through the mid-90s into the mid-2000s, we were always one or two, maybe third among the states on the coast. And the last, since 2007, there's a big slide in our recreational fishery. And the coastal fishery, what coastal fishery?
And the bottom line is, overfishing has been occurring since 1995, according to the statistics. So we got to get a handle on this, folks. Dr. Neal.
Rob, I'll be quick. Back to my email I sent you, what are we trying to do? Are we trying to reduce overall catch, or are we trying to reduce the catch of big fish? And those are different things.
Yeah.
And on these stats he figured out and showed us last night, you know, having a one fish per year tagging system like they do in Florida with a tarpon and stuff like that, that's a tremendous reduction in big fish catch.
Yeah.
But you don't show any percentage because you can't figure that out. But then you look at, like, reducing it to three fish per vessel, you show a big percentage. But it's a number of fish. So if you're reducing the number of 20-inch fish you catch, that's different than the only allowing one over 28-inch, which only showed a 1.9%. But every one of those is a big fish you're saving.
I think the answer is both.
Yeah, the answer is both. Although, I guess what's not evident right away is that we're showing FMAC harvest savings from not harvesting fish. What really has to happen is we have to show what increases the spawning potential and what reduces the fishing mortality rate. That's where it all ends, the end point there. And that's why, obviously, if you save fish that are greater than 36, an equivalent number that are 28 or less, you can imagine the maximum spawning potential is going to go up.
So just that percentage of fish isn't telling the whole story.
But I think the commissioner is right. When it ends up, and you saw us last night with some up to 28 proposals or nothing over 28 inches or one fish from December 10th to the 31st without it making a size specific, it probably by nature of the amount of reduction is going to have to be both. Because the big fish, I mean, at least from MRIP, which we have to use, you're just not going to pick up as many big fish as really are taken in the fishery. And I think you know that. So,
Mr. France?
Yeah, I have a question. Are these measures planning on being implemented by 2020?
I think we find out at April 30th, but staff has talked to the other states, and that is our position in Virginia. And it's the position of everyone from Maine down through up to New York. We're not sure about New York yet. North Carolina is in a situation where maybe it wants to push for the quick action. But I think overall, yes, I think that's going to be what you're going to hear on April 30th.
Further questions? Thank you very much. And again, thank you all for a very good meeting. Much appreciated. And thank you all for the calls and questions and seeing how I'm doing and all that good stuff, and I'm alive and well. And bottom line is, I'll be in this thing probably another 6 to 8 weeks and be in a booth for 3 months. So running around, that's what's going on. Y'all have a good day.